Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
It's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. And today, I thought I'd talk about the Netflix series Inventing Anna. Not sure if you've seen it or not. It's fairly new. It's received quite a bit of promotion and publicity, so I know many people have. It's a story of a young Russian-German immigrant to America who becomes a con woman and defrauds a lot of money from a lot of people and institutions while she is going about her business before she ends up getting caught and going to jail. If you haven't watched it, I'm not going to, give you all the spoilers. But it's a fascinating kind of, real life, but also, you know, kind of overall real life story. But of course, much of it is made up because, of course, people weren't always there at every conversation. Of course, to make a TV show, you have to add a bit of something interesting in. But one of the things I thought that was really interesting was actually the use of clothing used by Anna to get what she wanted, to be able to defraud people. She was also an expert, you know, narcissist. Well, she was a narcissist, I would say, probably, and a expert at gaslighting people as well, so that didn't hurt. But people had to believe her stories to actually be taken in by them. And she managed to defraud people of hundreds of thousands of dollars. So she was not a small-time con woman in many ways, and at only the age of about 25. So one of the things that she did was she used clothing to express her brand, and her brand image was German heiress, she supposedly had 60 million euros in trust for her for kind of when she turned a year older or whatever it was, or it was just always she couldn't access it because it wasn't in the country, but supposedly she had 60 million euros in the bank in a trust for her in Germany. But she had to dress like a German heiress. Now, she had studied Vogue and all sorts of fashion magazines and things prior to going to America. So she really, really had a great idea of what was highly fashionable and what would impress other people who had that sort of money, because what she really managed to do was inveigle her way in to that kind of high society. So she had to put herself out there as this German heiress, and so had to wear the clothes of someone of her age who might be a German heiress. So that was the first way she used them. Then what was very interesting is she had a change of image. When she started going to the banks and the lawyers to try and borrow $22 million or whatever it was to start her Anna Delvey Foundation, she found that she wasn't being taken seriously. And this is because she was probably dressing a little bit young. She was a young woman in her early 20s, but they weren't taking her seriously. And so this is when she actually changed her hair color. She went from blonde to redhead. And she also started dressing more seriously. She started wearing more pants rather than, you know, short dresses and skirts. And so she started dressing in a way that would see her as a smart businesswoman who really knew what she was doing. So that was kind of one of the things she did as well, is because she realized that the image that she had wasn't actually working with a different set of people who, you know, if she was talking business, she needed to look like business. And what was also really fascinating at the end of the series was the protection of her image in many ways at all costs. The refusal to wear the clothes that the court gave her, or to wear an outfit that wasn't ironed. Or the refusal to wear something that wasn't designer. And this was really fascinating because she almost was more caring about her overall image, and potentially I would imagine the long-term thought that when she got out of jail, or if she didn't lose the court case, that she would be able to go back to doing what she was, and if she lost her image, she'd never be taken seriously again. So it was a really fascinating kind of insight into this, this kind of aspect of using her image, her clothing, her style as a really integral part of this personal brand brand that she'd created as the German heiress, even though she was a fake German heiress. But it was really fascinating. So I thought it was just something that it was a great example in that TV series of just how powerful your style can be when you use it in a really intentional way to help you actually what you get out of life. Now, hopefully I don't want you all to become, you know, con women and you know, manipulating gaslighters, but you can see just how powerful and how it opened doors for her because she looked the part. And I think this is often something people forget, is just how much we make assumptions about people about by what they look like. And when you look the part, we just assume you are. So that was just a short little video I wanted to share with you about the power of style and your image. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.